should be okay there.
Okay.
So I play French horn in the Manchester Symphony, and I'm on the board, and I'm on the publicity committee for the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, okay.
And what we're hoping is to get some stories and maybe some really good quotes that we can put in our publicity materials, maybe if we get a good audio file, some quotes on the internet site, to kind of find out what things were like back when it started, some of the things that happened over the years.
Yeah, well, I'll help you in the best way I can. I'd like you to read that article, because
sure.
That gives the bare bones of sort of the early years.
Okay.
There were a group of us, mostly physicians, who met in our living room periodically to play some music. Mm-hmm. And we soon found that we weren't getting anywhere and we needed some kind of professional guidance. And fortunately, somebody thought of John Gruber. John Gruber, I don't know if you know or not, was the music critic for the Manchester Herald.
Okay.
And he was very popular at that. People went out of their way to buy the Herald in order to get his writing about music. He was a very good pianist and had quite a career at one point. But the army interrupted it and he never quite got back on the schedule again. And so when somebody approached him about giving us some guidance, he said he had been thinking of organizing an orchestra himself. And so he jumped at the idea right away and began to ask around for musicians, all volunteer musicians, and called meetings, and we all met together and started to play music. And he was quite a frustrated musician, and he wasn't too easy to get along with, but he had quite a temper when he got irritated. But he was an excellent musician, and we put on some concerts that were really very good. The first concert, he played a concerto, and I remember we played Beethoven's First Symphony and a couple of other things. It really went over big.
We're playing Beethoven's First Symphony for our first concert this year, kind of in honor of that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope somebody has kept a lot of programs and really know what we did. I know that I had a lot at one time. I moved so many times and had so many surgeries that kind of thing got lost. But I hope they're around.
Do you know anybody that might have a lot of programs? I don't think we have a complete set yet.
You could talk with John Eddy. Dr. Eddy, a retired physician who lives in Manchester, he played the first trombone. He was playing first trombone, I played second trombone.
How do you spell his name?
Eddy, John Eddy, E-D-D-Y.
E-D-D-Y.
Yep. And he just might have a bunch of material, you never know.
Okay. How did you spell it? Was it John Gruber?
Yes, G-R-U-B-E-R.
Okay. G-R-U-B-E-R. Yeah.
And there might be some others whose playing goes way back. I'm sure there are. Mm-hmm. And I want to mention that in the early concerts, Vivian Ferguson was a very helpful advisor. I I don't know whether she's still around or not, but at that time she was wife of the owner and manager of the Manchester Herald, and they were a great support initially. And of course that's where John Gruber wrote his article on music, and it was a very nice connection.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember how many years John Gruber was a conductor, but let's say about 4 or 5. And then he just decided he had enough of it and resigned. And the second conductor was a person who taught conducting at the Hart School. Vitatis Mariosis. I'll spell it if I can.
Yeah.
His first name, Vytautus. His second name was Mariosis. Mariosis. A real professional conductor. And he was very good for us. Very gentle. Very easy to work with. He knew what kind of music we could play, and that's what he selected. So we really had a good time with him. And he was the one who got a chorus started, and that was the beginning of the chorale section of the orchestra chorale.
Do you remember when that was?
No, I don't. I'm just guessing. If John Gruber was there about 5 years, this would be in the late 60s. And I think the reason he wanted a chorus, because he wanted to perform the Virginia Voyage, and that required orchestra and chorus. And as I understand it, a number of the people in the chorus enjoyed working with a live orchestra so much that they wanted to continue. And so they've continued ever since.
Who was that piece by, Virginia Voyage?
I don't know.
I never heard of it before.
You didn't. I hope I remembered right. And Mariosis was with the orchestra, maybe another 5 years, something like that. I'm just guessing at that. And then Jack Heller from UConn at Storrs was the next conductor, and he was really wonderful. He was the only one of our conductors, except maybe the first two, who really understood the way a community volunteer orchestra works. None of the subsequent ones knew the difference between a volunteer orchestra and a professional one. They just didn't seem to get the concept clearly. Example was that Jack always selected music that involved the entire orchestra. Nobody was left out of the music that he selected. And he knew what their capacities were, and he included all that in his selection of music. One of our later conductors had a whole concert which didn't include any brass. And that didn't make the brass section feel very good.
No.
Because he didn't really understand the role, the real role of a volunteer community symphony orchestra, I didn't think. But Jack Heller was really wonderful, and he conducted us for the I think it was 17 years.
Wow.
A nice long section of time. And then from then on, we had several conductors that for shorter periods of time, and none of them were quite as good as Jack. Jack Heller was really my favorite. Mm.
Sounds like a good guy.
Yep.
Yeah. So how long did you play with the orchestra?
19 years.
Wow.
And then we had better players. I wasn't awfully good. In fact, I wasn't good at all. And the Jack, I think, just put up with me. And there were better players, and so they played. Jim Lenpei was very good. And Dr. Eddy was much better than I. But we got along very well, and I enjoyed every bit of it. Now, I don't know what else I can tell you. That if you have specific questions, maybe I can help.
Sure.
The article that I gave you, I thought was very, very well written and very precise and accurate in everything it said. And some of the things it said about my own personal music experience and my wife's were not pertinent to the orchestra, but the timing and the location and the conductor were absolutely accurate.
Okay. Is it okay? Is this for me to keep, or should I make a copy of this? Is this your copy?
That's my copy, okay. Yeah. Take it with you, but I would like to have it back. Or
okay, I'll make a copy and get it back to you.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. So, you were with the orchestra from the very beginning then?
Yes.
Was that pretty exciting?
Oh, yes.
Did you really expect it would last this long?
No, I had no idea. We didn't realize from year to year how long we'd exist. The first few years, and I don't know how many, we were very simply organized. We simply had a president and a secretary and a treasurer, and that's about it. And then later on, we developed a board that had more power and status, and we first called ourselves the Civic Orchestra, but then when we organized into a board, we called ourselves the Symphony. We thought that sounded a little more elegant than just a civic.
Yeah, change. It's funny how names become important sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this is working. I think it is. It doesn't show you much while it's going, but it's got the record light on. So what was the highlight of those early years for you?
I don't think anything more specific except for the first concert, which I thought was a very good concert. Mm-hmm. I remember at the close of it, Mr. Peterson, who was a very well-known high school vocal teacher, very respected him, walked out on stage and made a little speech about what an enormous event this was, that little Manchester would have its own symphony orchestra, and how proud we should be of that. So there was a nice article about it in the Herald, of course, because they were one of our big supporters. And I think probably that first concert is a big event for me.
You said they played Beethoven's First Symphony.
Yes.
And what else did they play?
I think the concerto was a Rachmaninoff. Again, I'd have to refer to the to a program if somebody could find one. And there was something else we played too. I don't remember.
That's kind of ambitious for a first concert.
Yes.
Rachmaninoff is not extremely difficult, but it's not stuff that falls together on its own.
Well, that's right.
And Beethoven, I don't think you ever get good enough to play Beethoven, right? It's always challenging.
Well, Cooper was a rather ambitious guy. And since he was a particularly good pianist, he took advantage of that to play a difficult concerto. So that was very interesting. I think one of the other things that was a little bit unusual about the concert is that when we were on the stage, ready to play, the curtain was drawn. The curtain was in place, I should say. And then when it came time to play, the curtain was then pulled back.
Oh.
And we were off and going.
Which isn't but very common for orchestras.
No, it's certainly not.
Where was the first concert at?
At the high school.
The high school?
Yep.
So that's basically the same as it is today?
Well, yes. It's the same stage, same setting, same seating as far as I know. Oh. And it's a very excellent auditorium.
It is. They just remodeled it a year ago.
Yes,
so we're back in it now, and did one concert last year. That, yeah, it's a nice auditorium.
Yep.
In fact, they put a ceiling on the stage now. It had that height, you know, where they fly all the things, and that absorbs all the sound.
Most of the sound got lost up there.
Yeah, I saw this last night. They have those little, you know, those angled things, like louvers.
Yes.
So that probably half to two-thirds of the ceiling is actually covered now. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That should make a difference.
That's especially important to horns, because in the back, by the time the sound goes down, it goes up, and then we get lost.
Yeah. You play a horn?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Who else plays with you?
In the horn section?
Yes.
Let's see. The section leader is Victor Perpetua. Then the second horn player is, I'm having trouble with names tonight, Karen Buckley, who's the conductor's wife.
Oh.
And then the third player is Carrie Verastro. She teaches music, I forget which town, in eastern Connecticut. And then I play fourth.
Good.
But we rotate around, but those are our official positions here. Yeah.
Well, we've had some pretty good players.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am. I played horn since I was 10 years old. And played in a lot of different groups, and I really like this. I especially like playing for this conductor, for Lou Buckley.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I like playing for him. He knows what he's doing. And
that makes a little difference when you like the
conductor. Yeah. And then, so have you kept up with the orchestra over the years, gone to the concerts?
At a distance, but very inwardly. Unfortunately, because I've been in and out of hospitals
lately,
and moving around so much that. But this anniversary sort of re-stimulates me quite a bit. I like the idea of celebrating your 50 years.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting to think of something lasting that long.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard the orchestra lately?
No, not.
It's probably hard to get there.
Oh, it's about a year and a half ago or something like that. I really want to go this year. I'd have to go in a wheelchair, but that's manageable.
Yeah. Do you have a way to get the wheelchair there? Do you have a van or somebody that can give you a ride?
My son-in-law, I think, will give me a ride.
Okay. If you have any trouble, just call me and I'll see what we can do.
Oh, that's nice to do. Good.
See if we can help. I guess that's all I have for now. Do you have anything else?
No, not in particular.
Yeah.
I want to subscribe to the whole package. I'm about to write you a check and send a letter. And I would like to go to the June 12th meeting too. That's not a concert, as you know. It's just a celebration or?
That's the banquet?
Yes.
Yeah, I forget the name of the place. I'm not from Manchester.
In Bolton. The Villarosa, isn't it?
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's just going to be a big banquet, so okay. I assume there'll be a speaker of some kind. And
there will be a speaker.
Probably some kind of recognition for various people.
Yeah, okay.
No one said.
Well, I want to go to that, and I think I can hear my son-in-law take me.
Yeah.
Again, in a wheelchair.
I don't know how limited the seating is. I know we're supposed to get reservations in advance, so.
Well, it will be included in my application.
Yeah, did you get a package of information?
Yeah, I got the...
with the form the, for...
And by the way, I would like some copies of this.
Okay.
Do you have any with you? Or could you
no, I don't, but I can get some for you.
Good.
How many would you like?
Oh, about a dozen.
Okay. So you're going to be one of our salespeople?
Okay, I'll try.
Sure, I'll get you a dozen or so. Yeah.
Okay.
How do you like
pass them around here?
Yeah.
To our residents, some of them I'm sure want to go.
How do you like the logo?
I like it very much.
Like it? I think it's very colorful.
Yes, it is.
I'm not. I think a fairly young person designed that. I'm not quite sure.
Well, the major form is an old one. It's the added color that's new.
You mean with the treble clef sign?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the one. This was in 1988.
I think that the logo is some, like that's an official part of the orchestra, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not quite it's the name, but I think it's got a similar status. To
yes.
That logo is official.
Yes. Yeah. I think some local person, maybe a member actually made the original one. And it was intended to sort of spell out the name of the orchestra. I know the fingers and the opposing thumb and first finger and the little finger were supposed to be involved in the spelling.
Really?
Of Manchester. These three figures and the little one, and this is an O. And this was the S, and this was, I don't know where the Y was, was the symphony, and that was an M, and I don't know what this was. Anyway, that was the thought when this was originated. And then somebody later on wrote in this name, the printing.
Which
and
I think
made it more complete. And then it stuck. Everybody liked that.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't realize that the treble clef thing wasn't part of it originally. That's
no, it wasn't.
And it's a very different logo. It catches your eye in a different way than most.
It's unique, and I think it's very, very attractive.
Yeah.
So
and of
I
course,
like
the treble clef one.
You can have this if that.
Okay, I'll make
you at all.
Make a copy of this too.
I don't
too.
Need it back. You can keep
okay.
it or put it in your files.
Okay.
I don't need it.
Okay. I know Those three are horn players.
Oh, did you know Charles Fine?
Yeah.
Ray Erter, too?
Yeah, Ray, I played with in Connecticut Valley Chamber Orchestra.
Oh, you did?
Chris Light, I played with in Farmington.
Ah, good. Yeah. So you know the, and that's way back. That's a 19, I put the date somewhere there.
88.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris and Ray are still playing around in the area.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
These Stotts. Yeah, Bill Stott was a very good trombone player, and he played many years with us.
Oh.
But he and Cheryl moved to the Cape.
Yeah, he was a librarian for a while, too, wasn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they moved. They retired a couple years ago.
Yep.
Yes, sir. I remember Bruce was into making homebrew beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was always talking about that. Wow. Okay.
Now, maybe you have other questions.
Let me see if I have anything else written down. I'm kind of new at this.
John Eddy certainly would be good to interview if you could reach him. He'd be in the phone book, I think.
Okay.
And I'm would be curious to know whether Vivian Ferguson would have any memory of those early days.
Okay.
She was the, as I said, the publisher's wife, and the paper had such a big promotional role at first that she naturally got involved with us, but she was very helpful and giving us advice and helping us with tickets and program, I think, things of that sort.
Okay, I'll try to find her. What is your hope for the future of the Manchester Symphony?
Oh boy. I hope it will go on forever.
Forever.
Yep. And I would love to see it expand, but I think it's a wonderful place for a young musician to gain experience. Mm-hmm. And I hope it remains a community orchestra which will welcome young musicians who want more experience under a professional conductor. And we did make a list of people one time who used to play in the orchestra and went on to a advanced role in music, professional or educational or one thing or another. And I think I wrote that up in an article. If I can find it, I'll maybe it'll be interesting.
Yeah, if you know where that list is, I'd be real interested in who has that or
I'll look for it.
Yeah, you see them, you know.
I used to write an article for the Manchester Extra on art, and I would include, I think I wrote something about that one time.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
See if I can find it.
Yeah, that'd be real interesting to know.
Okay.
That kind of tradition, of course, is still alive. I know we have a bunch of high school kids, I think, in the violin section. We picked up two high school students in the bass section last year.
Oh.
Bass viol, you know, in the orchestra. Mm-hmm. And of course our conductor used to have the Coast Guard band for I think 29 years.
Is it what?
Our Lou Buckley, our conductor, conducted the Coast Guard band for I think almost 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And he's very much a professional, so that combination is there still there.
I think the connection with the high school music was a wonderful one.
Mm-hmm.
It'll do just what I've been talking about. Giving young people an experience that helps them advance their career.
Yeah, then we try, I think we have, I know this year we have a young person playing viola for one of our concerts as a soloist. I think that we do that every year. I haven't been there long enough to know for sure, but it's just kind of nice too. Yeah, that's one thing. Yeah. Well, do you have any advice for us?
Now, I don't couple of things. So keep no advice. Doing what you're doing.
Just trust us to keep on doing it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Well, you're very welcome. I wish I could do more, and if I get some bright ideas, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
And if you have any thoughts, as you would have asked me, be sure to let me know.
Okay, thank you. I might do that.
Yeah. I think another big thing that we did was, and you call this a highlight, is the concert with Kurt Nickenden. Does that name mean anything to you?
He's now a
professional violinist. He lives in New York City, and he plays all over the world. But he played his first symphony concert here in Manchester.
Oh, wow. So this was the first orchestra he soloed with, you mean?
Yes.
Wow. So that's kind of an interesting kind of first. Usually you think about first performances of music. But
that's right.
For
I read an article about that too. If that would interest you, I'll send you a copy of that.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that we find out as we go back over the years that the orchestra's had an important role in the community, not just hung in there and played concerts, but
yes.
Things like that is, you know, very much supporting music in the community.
Yeah.
Aside from just making some. Cool.